Japa Mini Meditations 000 My Very Own Radha and Krishna. Before starting the Japa Mini Meditations series, we will first reveal some supremely interesting truths about the nature of the spiritual sky that we all hope to attain one day. In the spiritual dimension of Vrindavan, every person and every so-called object, such as a tree, rock, finger ring, or a necklace, is a completely transcendental person, a unique and colorful individual made of pure, love-saturated consciousness. Everyone in the spiritual world has a bhav deha, which means a body made of transcendental loving sentiments. There are no bodies made of gross matter, flesh and bones, or even mind, intellect, or ego, prakriti, indriya, man, buddhi, hankar. In other words, everyone and every, quote, thing is completely personal, interactive, alive, and full of prem for Radha and Krishna. In Brajadham, in the spiritual sky, there is only love, bhav, pure divine love, interacting with pure divine love. Braj is an eternal, blissful realm wherein all the lovers and beloveds exist only to please and satisfy Sri Krishna and each other. Be they acting as Sri Krishna's servants, friends, parents, gopi lovers, or dasi serving girls. Our Gaudiya Vaishnav Shastras and Purvacharyas say that there is one form of Bhagavan Sri Krishna for every single liberated soul. Not only one Krishna, but there is also one form of each one of Sri Krishna's eternal loving associates in Vrindavan to interact and accept eternal sevas from that liberated soul, that is, sadhana siddha bhakta. This is the most astonishing and wonderfully inspiring and reassuring spiritual truth that fully enables every liberated soul, premi bhakta, to have his or her own individual and personal Radha and Krishna to love, have, hold, and humbly serve forever. Thus, we see in the books of Sri Rupa Goswami Pad, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Pad, Sri Narottam Das Thakur, and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti describing Radha Krishna's Astakalya Leelas and their sevas therein, the first person tense, I, is used to speak of the eternal present or the future eternal. For example, sometimes we see these acharyas describe their hankering to someday serve Srimati Radharani. Quote, O Kishori Mani, when will I comb your hair and set beautiful bakul malas in your shimmering, silky, black hair braid? Or, they write, O Kalyani, on the full moon night, I dress you in pure white garments, ornament you with pearls and moonstone, and cover your beautiful Lavanya lustrous face with white sandalwood paste to prevent anyone from noticing you rushing out to the kunj to meet your beloved Priyatam. And these acharyas also describe how they, or rather, I, am personally doing each and every service required by Srimati Radharani when she is alone and with her dearest sweetheart, Shyam Sundara. This means that when you attain spiritual perfection, you will not be left out in the cold, waiting 1,000,000 years for your turn to render your individual service of fanning Sri Radha. In the spiritual dimension of pure loving consciousness, Radha and Krishna are eternally present in millions upon millions of unlimited divine transcendental forms, and in each form, playful pair Radha Madhav are being eternally loved and served by one individual liberated prema bhakta, you. Now, just imagine how vast, beautiful, inconceivable, and personal is the spiritual sky. Radha, Krishna, and all their loving associates with you in Brajadham forever. Following the lead of our Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas, we will present the Japa Mini Meditations series in the first person, I. Thus, while listening to these Leela audios, one should think, I am right there with Radha and Krishna and their dedicated sakis and manjaris. And I am personally offering each and every one of the many sevas being described here for the pleasure of my own individual Radha Govinda Yugal. In our next audio, we will begin our Japa Mini Meditation series by describing the Japa Meditation Technique.